This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour at the White House, which today was the target of a rebuke by Democrats in the House. They voiced their protest over an agreement on tax cuts that President Obama worked out with Republicans this week. House Democrats were not in on the agreement, and today, after chanting, "Just say no," they rejected the deal, voting to keep the bill from coming to a vote in its present form. That development underlines the challenges that President Obama faces to get the deal into law. Today, Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep spoke with the president in the Oval Office. He joins me from the White House. Steve, what did the president have to say about how he's going to handle this revolt from the Democrats?
Well, Melissa, as we spoke, he indicated that he is willing to talk. There are going to be discussions with everybody here. But he also, to an extent, seemed to be calling the Democrats bluff. Let's remember what the Democrats are threatening here. They're saying, we are willing, if this package is not changed, to sink the entire package, which means that everybody's taxes would go up on January 1st. The debate here is whether to extend President Bush's tax cuts from a decade ago. The president indicated today that he thinks that in the end, the Democrats aren't willing to do that. Let's listen.
Here's what I'm confident about, that nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to see people's paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act.
Now, what Democrats are saying is that they're willing to prevent this measure from coming to a vote in the House of Representatives, which they still have the power to do since they still, till the end of the year, have the majority. And so that's the threat they're holding over the president's head. The president says he'll talk about it, but the deal is going to stick.
The Democrats also, Steve, seem to be wanting to be part of the negotiations. The White House was negotiating with the Republicans. They clearly felt left out. Will they get that chance? Will the White House take them up on that?
Well, the question for me was whether the president now has any leeway to give them a chance, because remember, he's already made a deal here. So let's listen to that exchange. Can you accept some changes to this plan, or is it the kind of deal you cannot change?
I think my sense is that there are going to be discussions between both House and Senate leadership about all the final elements of the package. Keep in mind, we didn't actually write a bill. We put forward a framework. I'm confident that the framework is going to look like the one that we put forward.
And so you have the president saying we can have some discussions there, but the basic elements, like a change in the estate tax, which Republicans mostly like and which Democrats really hate, the tax cuts for the wealthy being extended, which Democrats hate, there's no discussion of changing that. And let's remember that this was a deal made with Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, who used the word final this week. He said his understanding was that this deal is pretty much final.
Pretty much final, and that seemed to be the message from Vice President Biden, who apparently told Democrats in Congress, look, take it or leave it.
That is what Democrats are saying that Biden told them. It's interesting because Biden is the same person who made the deal with Mitch McConnell. Senator McConnell and Vice President Biden had a number of private meetings, even as a larger group of lawmakers from both parties was meeting. And it appears the Biden-McConnell negotiations were the ones that led most substantively to this agreement, which is one reason that Democrats are furious about it. The question is whether the president can mend fences here or if he's in a position of simply forcing the Democrats into a corner and trusting that they really, really do not want to prevent this bill from passing. Some Democrats, like Steny Hoyer, the Democratic majority leader, have essentially said he hates this deal, but he thinks it has to pass.
Steve, when the president had a news conference earlier this week on the tax deal, he expressed a lot of frustration with some Democrats, saying that they're holding a purist position and taking a sanctimonious point of view. What did he have to say about that today?
Well, since then, White House officials have not exactly backed off that language, but tried to clarify who it's aimed at. They said they were talking about bloggers and so forth, people outside of Congress. To be sure, the president did not speak ill of House Democrats today, now that they've made this move.
Okay, Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Melissa.
And much more from that interview with President Obama tomorrow on Morning Edition.